Hey, hey, hey. How's it going, Divine Masculines and Divine Feminines? It's your girl, Miss Keita Love T, checking in on this beautiful Thursday. Hey, I was just coming in just to say that I love y'all and I miss y'all. It's been a trying couple of months. My mom passed away back in March, and I had to bury her and just try to get my emotions balanced once again. So it hasn't been an easy road. However, I'm still blessed in spite of. So I just want to know how you guys are doing and how you've been during this pandemic. And how's your family? I pray that all is well with you and your family. And I also pray that you are taking precautions, but yet still raising your vibrations and ascending spiritually. Because even though these things have been going on with this pandemic and, you know, with the quarantine, we still got to remember that God is still in control. I don't know how many of you understand that, but God is still in control. We are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. So God is still in control. I love you all because, again, God is love. And I've ascended to a place where I learned how to love myself. And so therefore, I'm able to love you. And because I love myself unconditionally, I'm able to love others. Now, that's not to say that some people don't disappoint me. Some people, you know, I may disappoint. That's not to say that I'm perfect. I'm just saying that I'm an ascended spiritual being. And I understand that energy, good positive energy, is when, once you put out in the universe, you get it back. So it's sort of like, when you put out that karma. So I would rather put out good karma so I can receive good karma. And when you put out good karma, you receive it double fold. Do you not know that the Bible says that we reap what we sow? So if we are sowing, you know, and then therefore reaping, our harvest is what we're putting out in the universe is what we're going to get back. I've been blessed in spite of financially, and I haven't gone hungry. I'm telling you, during this pandemic, y'all, I may have lost my mother, and the end of her journey, you know, came in this side of life. However, I understand that death is a part of life, and sometimes something has to die in order for something to live. Come on, somebody. You ain't gonna talk back to me, is you? I'm just saying. Death is a part of life, and we all will experience it. However, we don't have to experience it going into fear, and we don't have to look at it as the finality. It might be the finality in this life, but your soul and your spirit still lives on. So I want to say that I am grateful and I am thankful. Let me ask you a question. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? I mean, this pandemic has also allowed people to spend more time with their families, to be more, you know, emotionally connected to their children, to be able to come to a place where they understand that family is more important. Conversations, you know, not just through Facebook and Instagram, but with your children, because the children were out of school for the next, since March, they were out of school. So let me ask you, are you grateful? Have you been grateful? Have you been thankful? Do you take life for granted? And if you do, it's time to stop that. It's time to ascend to another place in your mental state. It's time to ascend to another place in your emotional state. It's time to ascend to another place in your spiritual plane, okay? So I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for my listeners. I appreciate every last one of you that do tune into my podcast. Of course, I had taken a break because of the fact of my mother's passing, and I still too had to deal with human emotions of the loss, but I'm still here, and I'm still grateful, and my heart is full, and I've learned how to process things and understand that life is what you make it. Remember, even though there is no such thing as perfection in a person, the universe is perfect, okay? And so therefore, once we unplug from this matrix and we understand that life is much more deeper and it has much more depth when it's coming from your heart space, you done tapped into something that's so powerful, y'all, and it's called God, divine. So I thank God for every last one of you that listen to my podcast, that pay attention, and that understands that everything in life has a purpose. Everything in life has a meaning. Everything in life has a reason. Look, guess what? you are also here for a purpose. You are here to do great and extraordinary things. But you got to know and you got to understand who you are in divine. And you got to understand who you are and what your purpose is in this life and for your purpose. So once again, this is your girl, Miss Keita Love Tea. I just wanted to tune in and check in with you guys, my listeners, and let you know that I'm back. I'm coming full force this time. You know, I had to go through some changes, but I thank God for the changes. I'm not complaining. I had to go through some tests and some trials, but I'm not complaining. We ain't got time to complain. We got time to build, right? We got time to ascend. We got time to vibrate on a higher level, spread the love. And in the meantime, learning how to love ourselves, okay? Because we can't be no good for nobody else until we good for ourselves, right? You can't be no good for nobody, not even your own family, until you good for yourself. Okay, so stay tuned because I got some things coming up, y'all. And if you want to check me out on YouTube, all you gotta do is just go type me up in the box, Miss Keita Love Tea. Okay, go check me out on YouTube, subscribe to my page, like and comment. Leave me a comment and let me know that you listen to my podcast. Okay, I got some great things coming up. I even got some giveaways coming up, y'all. I want y'all to stay tuned. I love y'all, and remember, no mess, no message, and remember, live, laugh, and love, because that's all we're here to do. Okay, until the next time, love you, and I'm out.